My name is Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty. Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, I go to the top of a church in Pasadena, California for a little slice of heaven called hot tar roofing.
You're doing it wrong, but that's okay.
Of course I'm doing it wrong.
And learn that moving up the ladder doesn't always mean a promotion.
How long were you working on that thing? I'm sorry, you'd be fired.
Then, I spend some time with the man who makes his living moving buildings.
We'll lift this house straight up out of the ground off its foundation.
It takes a whole day to move 12 inches.
You've never been stuck under a 60-ton house?
But it's straight up and pushing a 225-year-old landmark.
We got ourselves a mobile home!
Oh, God.
Go your foot, all right?
Yeah, you let go.
All right, don't go flying off the edge. I'm not sure we're covered for that kind of thing. Genius. Well, this is Steve Radenball. He goes by Rad, correct?
Correct.
We're standing on the roof of a church in Pasadena, and you've been putting new roofs on new buildings for a long, long time.
Well, the company's been around since 1936. We've probably done 100,000 roof jobs in our history. And today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through a new roofing process. And you will experience a roofer firsthand, and you'll never forget this as long as you live.
I don't think I'm going to forget what's happened so far. Over there on the ledge, pulling up the chute, what was that all about?
You know, you don't have a helicopter, you don't have a crane, and the height of this building just makes it easier if you just pull it up by hand. And as you saw, you got six guys hanging on to this thing. One guy had a rope around him.
Yeah.
And boy, if that thing lets loose, that guy's off the roof. He's gone. He's history.
And if I let go of your leg, too.
And if let go of my leg,
I was there for you.
I was leaning over. There was a problem with pulling that chute up.
Yeah.
So every time you'd pull it, the chute would get stuck. So every job has its intricacies of what's taking place and what happens. They're all different.
Okay, so we're really early in the day right now, and the first step looks like you're getting this this gravel, this rock off of the roof. Why does that have to happen?
Well, you got to remove the gravel to remove the roof. So they set it in piles, take it with a wheelbarrow down the chute. Truck set up below, and they go to the dump probably a couple times a day. But while you're doing those things, the men are laying down sheets, laying down tar. You know, so the whole operation keeps moving.
Because I got to say,
it sits and stops.
I mean, it looks a bit chaotic, but what you're saying is that there's actually a plan to the whole process.
Absolutely.
Right now, everybody seems to be very busy with the exception of us.
Yes, so we better get to work and help them.
After you.
All right.
He attacks it. He attacks the chute. He addresses the ramp and then attacks the chute. It's good. What's the purpose of gravel up on a roof in the first place?
The rock protects the sheets, the felts, and the hot asphalt from the elements, mostly the sun.
Right.
If you leave this roof without any rock on it, it'll burn out prematurely.
So this is like sunscreen.
Exactly
for
what
a roof.
It is. Exactly what it is.
Is that full enough?
That's full enough.
All right, I'm going to take this.
I'm going to
run it up that
chute.
Ramp. I'm going to put it down the chute. I'm going to try this one. A grande. Oh, boy.
Hey, wide legs.
Wide legs?
Yes.
Ah, that's a good tip.
Wide legs.
Now,
you hit the ramp and you dump it.
Address the plank. See the chute. Attack the chute.
Over, up, 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 up.
Man, it'd be a bad thing to let the wheelbarrow go, wouldn't it?
Yes, and there's people down there that can get hurt.
Well, you know, it's every man for himself in the roofing business, Red.
When everybody's falling or things are falling, it's every man for himself. You're right. The less you fill the wheelbarrow up, the easier it is.
Yeah, but the less you fill it up, the more trips you got to make.
Well, you know, safety may be a little bit better concern than how full the wheelbarrow is. It's just rock.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You got to attack that chute because it can come back on you.
Yeah.
Good job.
Could be worse. Could be up there. So why specifically is the roof on this church being replaced?
They have several leaks. When you go up on a roof, typically you can the sheets split, the expansion and contraction over the 15, 20 years just tears the roof apart, and it just seems, you know, they just wear out. They can't take it.
As we watch this guy dig further down through the layers, I mean, it's interesting. Explain to me how a roof is configured and what materials come into play.
This happens to be a built-up roof system where you'll have a base sheet, hot asphalt, ply sheet, hot asphalt, another ply sheet, hot asphalt, and in this case, they'll embed the rock into the hot asphalt.
If I'm following you right, that's 6 or 7 layers of stuff.
Correct.
So all the layers you're talking about need to come up around these pipes, around this air conditioning unit, whatever it is.
Correct. All these areas right here have to be torn off carefully because you're going to ruin your cant strips.
Okay.
Now, if you notice, you're running into your insulation, so you have to be careful not to damage it.
This is insulation here?
So if you damage it, we're replacing it.
Gotcha. So is that too deep?
That's too deep.
What looked like an all-out assault is actually a surgical procedure.
Yeah, you have to go at the right angle because these will dig in and pull this up.
Right, but it's tricky because all those layers with the tar get fused together, and like you say, it really becomes what are really 6 layers wind up becoming
one.
Ostensibly one right. Sheet. Well, it's a game of millimeters, isn't it?
And these guys, you know, they do it all day long. They're experts. They do it right. We've messed it up.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do. That's the value add you get with me on the job. It really does stick in there.
Yeah, it sticks. Now, how long were you working on that thing?
I don't know. A minute?
I'm sorry, you'd be fired.
Fired?
This should be all gone, done, and out of here.
Man, I am slowing things down in a big way. But I'm learning so much.
Well, you're learning what you want to do, what you don't want to do.
Well, that's half of it, isn't it? Uh-oh. Oh, well. Holy crap, Red. You got a winner here.
Yeah. Supposed to leave the base sheet down. It's okay. Keep pulling.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah, my hand. Yeah, it's like pulling a giant scab.
We're tearing this up, but it really needs to be swept up first.
Okay.
So you make sure you get all the dirt and dust off of it.
Even something as simple as sweeping up requires a careful technique.
Absolutely. There's always something to the madness.
A method. Or a broom in this case.
That's a boy.
Putting on a roof in Pasadena. That's a dirty job. It's nice to see a boss who's not afraid to get his hands dirty. Coming up,
this can't be good.
Roofing is a dangerous business, even when you're on the ground.
450, 500 degrees.
Whoa!
Got a little out of hand there, didn't it?
You don't want to do that.
And later, I get stuck between a rock and a hard place, literally.
Try and go forward.
What is asphalt exactly? I mean, if you break down the word by syllables, it's kind of off-putting.
It's a byproduct of oil.
It's a petroleum-based thing.
Ass.
Fault. And fault.
It's your ass and it's your fault.
See, there's a very negative word, no matter how you look at it. It's your fault. My ass is up here. And why isn't everybody kicking back and taking a break in this heat?
Well, certain jobs you pay by the square, which is 100 square feet. And the more they produce, the more money they make.
That's a 10 by 10.
10 by 10 area.
All right. And, I mean, if you get it done in 8 hours versus get it done in 12 hours, you're basically getting paid the same.
Absolutely. So it's a good system. It just doesn't work on all applications.
Right.
And here today, it's going to work fine.
That's why I don't see anybody standing around talking, except for that guy.
So we got to get this stuff out of here, get the rolls loaded, and get this thing started.
You take five. Take a break. You're all working too hard. 10 squares, paid by the square. Chop, chop. Man, I hope that made it down. I don't want to be the guy to clog up the chute. Oh, crap. Oh, there we go. All right. This is called base sheet, and the base sheet right now is ready to be applied to the roof. After that, I'm pretty sure rock will be applied to the base sheet, and then if memory serves, the tar goes on the rock. I could be wrong. So this is one unholy-looking device to have parked in front of a church.
Yeah, this is pretty nasty.
What is it?
This is a kettle. You put your asphalt in there, heats it up to around 450 degrees, and it pumps the asphalt up to the roof.
That is one smelly, smelly device.
It's an issue.
Yeah. This can't be good. So, we got an axe, a kettle full of hot tar, and a church. Want to have an inquisition?
And you got a mop. So we're heating that mop up, but the asphalt up there won't heat it up.
Okay. Now, we got to get a lot of this asphalt, I guess, what, up through that pipe?
Yes, all this asphalt will be pumped up through the pipe.
So I'm going to be over here swinging an axe.
Right.
And dropping the hunks of asphalt into the bubbling tar,
correct,
thereby creating more asphalt.
You set it in there. You don't drop it because it'll splash.
And it's what, 450?
450, 500 degrees.
What the hell is this? It's like cutting jello.
You're looking at asphalt. You're looking at oil product.
This is a hunk of black petroleum.
Exactly.
Man.
This is the bottom of the barrel. When they finish refining it.
This is what's left over.
This is what's left over. Everything gets used.
Hey, yay, yay.
Now you gotta hit it hard and bust that in half. You gotta hit it hard.
Black, viscous jello.
You gotta hit it hard.
What a stupid way to die. In the middle of the street with an axe, busting up petroleum products. Have a nice day. Man, that is some nasty-looking stuff. You ever tempted not to use them?
I've never used them.
What am I doing?
Hurry up.
What the heck?
No. You got to use them when you're doing that.
Oh, I misunderstood.
I've never used them ever.
Because
I've never done that.
You're simply the boss of the operation. Not. I
would
understand.
Like to think so.
I understand
sometimes
what you're saying.
Not.
Okay, fair enough.
Actually, you're almost like a surgeon with this on.
Oh, yeah. I'm mistaken for a surgeon
exactly.
All the time, Rhett.
All right,
there
you're
goes
ready to roll.
Mike, the surgeon.
Now you got to open the lid and open that up. Let it drip. They want to see how hot that is?
Man, that's burning hot.
Man, alive.
Crap.
You go through?
Yeah, I went through.
See how they loop it? Or holds a handle?
Burning tar.
Good looking guy with that mask on.
You mean all this stuff is stuff that's splashed
exactly.
out of there?
Exactly. That's
oh,
why
man.
It's so dirty.
I guess it really works then.
Whoa, whoa.
Got a little out of hand there, didn't I?
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
No, I don't.
Coming up, I get a lesson on the laws of gravity.
Uh-oh. I'd hate for that to fall on anybody, Steve.
Grab it!
And why I'm not a professional roofer.
I ought to be able to catch it like that.
Wrong foot back.
So far, we've torn up the old roof and chopped up and melted down chunks of oil byproducts for the new one. Unfortunately, on this job, those were the easy parts.
All right, Rad, I've got a couple of buckets here, which I'm guessing go about like that.
All right, turn them this way.
All right. Oh, I see. That rope is attached to the
pump.
And the pump's on the kettle.
Correct.
And the kettle's going to start sending up gallons of this bubbling hot tar.
Correct.
Through this galvanized steel pipe and into this piece of high-tech cardboard.
You're right. The most critical thing is knowing when to shut this thing down so it doesn't fly all over us.
I'm going to
help you.
Let me translate. Rad will be doing it for me.
You ready?
I don't blame you. Go ahead. Oh, it's pitch black in there. Who can tell how much is coming out?
I'll watch it start smoking.
Look at that.
Yep, see?
Bubbling hot black magma. Good God, this just seems really, really, really treacherous.
Heads up. Watch this stuff.
I'm watching everything.
Watch it. All right.
All right, now what incredibly stupid and treacherous thing can I attempt?
Straight up. The edge of the cart, the edge. Move it down. Move the bucket down to the edge.
Oh,
there you go.
Got you.
Spin it. Get it up higher. Down that line, spin it. As you come down that line, perfect.
God.
You're doing it wrong, but that's okay.
Of course I'm doing it wrong. When I said hello, I told you all I knew about hot tar roofing.
Okay, that's plenty. You went over the line again. Pick it up. Take your mop along that line.
Yep.
Make a square.
Okay.
Sucker's heavy, isn't it?
It really is. We got backbreaking. God.
That thing saturates the asphalt up.
Yeah.
Bonds it together.
All right. Constantly with the cutting and the shaping. Customizing to fit all the existing protrusions. Yeah, these guys have done this before.
Very tough. But you see what it takes.
I see.
I mean, it's... it's dirty. It's tough.
Man. I don't know what you pay these guys, but I'll tell you what, they earn it.
Absolutely.
Every nickel.
Absolutely.
So the goal here is to get the entire roof papered, tarred, essentially.
Correct.
But that roof over there, they're already at that point. So that's what, the rocking phase?
Correct. We're going to rock it in.
What exactly is in those bags?
Rock.
All right, so we're going to take rock via conveyor belt.
Up to the roof.
It's about 1:30 in the afternoon. It's about as hot as hot gets.
It's hot.
And the hottest part of this inherently hot job is about to get a little hotter.
It's going to get a little hotter.
Great. Now, what's the best place for me? You want to see me down here being miserable loading or up there being miserable catching?
We got to be up here loading, and then we can move up to the top and do a little catching.
Spread the misery around.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Fantastic.
Set down.
Oh, I see what happens. Timing. Very important.
There you go. Next bag. They're very heavy.
Oh, crap. That's close.
I'd hate for that to fall on anybody.
Uh-oh.
See?
Trouble.
Oh, man.
Grab it!
Oh, no! Got it.
No! That's all right. Forget it.
Rookie mistake.
We need two leggers.
Yeah.
Go, baby.
Now it's an episode of I Love Lucy. Holy crap.
It's moving now. That's the way it's supposed to be going. It's tough, man. It's tough.
What the hell am I doing up here?
I don't know. You wanted to do it. Now we'll go up and receive.
Receive?
Yep.
Should I take the conveyor up or actually...
No.
No.
Very unsafe.
It's always better to hold the outside of the ladder, right?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
So you never let go of the ladder.
Right.
It's when like you a, grab like a rung banister. By rung, you let go of it.
Right.
Feel your feet?
I'm stuck to the roof, yeah.
Yeah, they're staging the rock, so when they're hotting in, they're able to grab the bags and roll with them.
So the drill is, rock goes down, spread out even.
Correct.
Tar goes on.
No, tar goes on. Hot asphalt goes down, rock gets embedded into it.
And then no more tar on top of that?
No more tar on top of that. That's it. Right. You're done. This roof is finished. But why don't you watch a couple times?
Yeah, I think I will.
Get hurt.
Oh, I got that. Oh, good. A line. I love a line. Ah, yeah. He takes it right in the chest. Let's watch his technique. Some guys like the shoulder. Some like the belly. He's sort of an arm man. I'm going to go for the shoulder. If I can time it just right, I believe it should fall cleanly right onto my right shoulder. And I ought to be able to catch it like that.
Wrong foot back.
Wrong foot back. Another rookie mistake.
That'll work.
Let it come to you, right?
That'll work. Whoa!
Oh, that won't. Okay. If only I had a bag of rock.
You got to keep that hot going because it's got to embed into the rock. The rock's got to embed in it, so you got to keep it thick. It's not like a ply sheet.
Right.
You keep dipping and mopping, dipping and mopping.
What you're telling me is more hot.
More hot.
Coming up.
Bring along the line.
When laying down tar.
Dip it. Get that mop going. Let's go.
A word to the unwise is not sufficient.
I just tarred my toes. Now I'm going to have webbed feet.
And later.
You want to raise it?
Yeah.
Just push that lever that way.
Holy crap, I'm moving a house.
You got to keep that hot going because it's got to embed into the rock. More hot.
See why you're the boss now.
Dip it. Get that mop going. Let's go. More hot. Dip it again.
I just tarred my toes. Now I'm going to have webbed feet. Great.
A lot of hot. Good job. Take it out. Dip it again. Very good. Now you got it.
Why is it sizzling?
Hot. Here he comes.
Who's got the more hot?
Go ahead.
Oh, man. Every time this guy shows up, it's more bad news. And more hot. You know what? I would welcome a nice third-degree burn right about now.
You don't want to even go there.
Go there? I live there. There's not one easy job in the world of hot tar roofing. That poor guy's been lugging these 5 or 10 gallon containers of what they call hot.
Five.
He keeps dumping it into this bucket. Then Mr. Wonderful over there keeps yelling at me to spread more of it around, and merrily we roll along. It's like one big happy family without the joy. No mops. I'll shovel. You spread. No more hot.
Okay, grab
I'll give
shovel.
This a try. You take 5. Gracias. Yeah. That really is tricky. Too much.
It's very tricky.
God.
Very critical.
Can you do this?
No.
I appreciate your candor. Now, you would think putting rock down on this would just be a matter of shoveling and chucking, but there's a real technique. Watch what he does here with the side of the shovel. He makes it look absolutely casual. You know, like he's just spreading rock. But I'm telling you, it's harder than it looks.
Very hard. He's finessing it. You're dumping it, he's finessing it.
That's the difference. He's a finesser. I'm a dumper.
He's a professional.
Well, Rat, if I had any energy or any brain power left, I'd do a nice little recap right now. But since I can't remember everything, put this thing in a nutshell for me.
All right. This morning we tore off. We laid down base sheet. We laid down ply sheet.
Yeah.
And we rocked in.
Didn't I also take an axe and smash up some petroleum products?
That you did.
Didn't I also carry some buckets of bubbling tar from roof to roof?
That's true, but that's all in the process of what we did today.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't hallucinating.
Okay.
Because I think I am right now.
Well, after this, some people do hallucinate a little bit.
You got a dirty job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad I could share it with you.
My pleasure. I'll never see you again.
All right.
Well, it's a beautiful day here in northern New Jersey, and we've come to one of those neighborhoods where everyone is terribly concerned with keeping up with the Joneses. Well, that's easier said than done, because those are the Joneses. They're on the move, and they're taking their house with them. The WA stands for Wayne Albert. This is Wayne right here sitting on a bulldozer with me. You move houses for a living?
Yes, I do.
How old is this place?
I believe it's around 1780. We will be picking this house up and taking it down the road and setting it up for the Historical Society.
How do you move a 200 and whatever it is year old house without snapping it in half?
Put steel underneath it, then we'll put the hoses on hydraulic jacks. We'll unify everything and we'll lift this house straight up out of the ground off its foundation.
How much does this thing weigh?
Probably in the neighborhood around 60 ton.
Just a dirty job?
Involves a lot of manual work, dirt, machinery, grease, you name it, we have it. Just watch out for any rolling stones because they're large and they move.
All right.
All right, steel beam will not bend if you hit your head on it. In this area here, this seems to be the older part of the structure.
Wait, this is the bottom of a 226-year-old house, basically.
Exactly.
These are actual, obviously, yeah, yes. They're trees.
They're the trees.
And that's 225-year-old bark.
We have three chimneys. This is the center chimney.
Right.
And it's pretty much large stone. From there, it gets to become brick above us.
Right.
And we are in the process of loading this chimney out to the point where we're able to lift it and keep its original form.
What are we looking at here, Wayne?
Well, what we have here is the last chimney that we actually tunneled underneath it. And we need to go in there and we actually need to clean it up so we can stick a beam through there and we can preload that chimney too. Don't be afraid to get dirty now.
No, no. I'm not afraid of the dirt.
It's the 60 tons of house over my head. It causes some concern.
Just watch these rocks don't come down on your head.
Right.
There you go.
Triangle slowly.
What? You've never been stuck under a 60-ton house?
Nice, things are monsters, Wayne.
Just watch you don't pinch your fingers.
I was worried.
And be careful no rocks roll out with it.
Right.
There you go. That's it. All right. Yeah, don't touch that because now the chimney will come rolling down on you. Then we have water we'll have to move out of our way.
Well, then so you'd have to move me out of your way.
You'll move quick.
Well, what you'd have is a dead B-list celebrity pinned under a very heavy house.
Now, just watch as you come out. You don't bend my steel with your head and you don't get hung up on any nails.
I would hate to bend Wayne's steel with my head. Coming up, the house begins its journey.
What you're seeing right now is 60 tons levitate. All of this stuff is now suddenly free from all the weight that's been sitting on it.
But not everyone will be along for the ride.
This, for me, is a particularly sad day.
As you probably guessed, it takes a little more than a crowbar and a TV host crawling around on his stomach to move a 60-ton structure. By the time I'd emerged, Wayne was at the controls of a giant machine moving an equally giant I-beam. Backhoes, bulldozers, big rigs, Wayne can operate them all. The object is to push this beam straight through under the house to serve as a support for when we lift it. But I was about to learn why clearing rocks from the path is so important.
Wayne, you're like a surgeon with this thing.
That was exciting.
How much does the girder like this way?
This thing is probably about a ton and a quarter.
That's what's stopping us right there in the
ground. Right there?
And just like before, remember I said to you the ones that are in the ground? Like,
yeah.
They're the ones that haunt us.
There's a problem, or part of it anyway.
There. See? That right there would have been a major problem.
Nice. Yeah, right on course. Perfect. What the heck am I looking at here, Wayne?
Well, what we have here is a unified jacking system which raises these jacks. No matter how much weight's on each jack, it raises the jacks at the same speed. We need to isolate each jack, and once we isolate each jack, then at that point we'll put it in unified, and internally the machine will control the speed of the house as we raise it.
How many jacks are under the house now?
Well, we're only using four, but we're using large volume.
Right.
Extremely large jacks.
So when you unify the jacks, that just means they're all moving in concert, basically.
Exactly. They're going up. They're going up at the same rate, regardless of how much weight's on each one. Everything is now touched, ready to lift off, in a sense to say that what we're going to do is we're going to keep pushing until we see the first corner lift. Once we get to that, I'm going to lock that jack off so it doesn't move. Then we're going to go to the other three corners. As soon as you see that next corner lift, that's the next lattice corner, we're going to lock that so it doesn't move. We're going to go all through the four jacks. Once we do that, then what I'm going to do is once they're locked off, I'm going to take all the pressure out, I'm going to flip it to the unified side of the machine,
right,
and this whole thing is going to come up. As we're jacking, we're going to take these called crib blocks, and we're going to keep raising them up and safety off as we go. So if we do have a failure for whatever reason, okay, then we won't have anybody hurt and there won't be any damage done to the house.
If something like that happens, if a hose blows or something untoward should present itself, our signal between one another will be
blink and say, what happened? Because it'll be that fast.
That's a good one.
There it is. You can see it right there.
Yep.
It's coming up together, Wayne. It's up.
Wayne probably didn't need me to tell him that. When a 60-ton house moves, it's hard not to notice.
Yeah. It's coming straight up.
Unbelievable.
You want to raise it?
Yeah.
Just push that lever that way. Raise it up.
We're basically moving 60 tons.
There you go. More than that because the steel weight, too. Push it.
All the way?
All the way. Watch it go up. This is telling you how high we're going over here, basically.
Holy crap, I'm moving a house.
Well, what you're seeing right now is 60 tons kind of levitate in the air, inch by inch. All of this stuff is now suddenly free from all the weight that's been sitting on it for a couple of centuries.
The job is definitely dirty, but it's also dangerous. These are the hydraulic hoses. Inside of these is oil, and the pressure in the oil is the thing that enables the jack to keep 60 tons off of our heads. But as everything is raised up in the air, foundations like these, which have been supporting this house for over 200 years, suddenly they're freed. All the weight is off of them. So these lines are lying around, and rocks like this can come loose, fall on the hose, rupturing it, thereby bringing us all to a rather messy and untimely demise. Could kill us, in other words.
This, for me, is a particularly sad day.
A little earlier, I was lying right about here, flat on my belly, and the house was right down against my back. We're making progress.
In order to move the house, we needed a level surface underneath it for the equipment to roll on. This is where I came in, with a sledgehammer and my bare hands.
He wins.
And Wayne, of course, with another machine.
Wayne has embarked on a new mission, to bury me alive. At this point, a smart guy can get out of the way.
You still get a kick out of this?
You've seen it too many times to be impressed.
Yeah, it's,
It's old hat.
Yeah, after a while.
You're all bitter and broken and jaded now. Oh, look, Mike, another 60-ton house went up in the air.
Another one down the road.
Coming up, big house, big machines, big pieces of metal, and when it's time to roll, big wheels. Closed course, professional driver. Do not attempt. These plates will go under the house so that the dollies can roll smoothly. Like everything else on this project, they're big, they weigh a lot, and if one of them falls on me, I'll be a human pancake.
This plate
goes right there.
Right up in there. We're going to shove it in there, and as we start to make the turn, we'll push it around just to make the radius right. And wherever the dolly wants to go, that's where the plate's going to have to sit.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to pick it up with this machine, set it in here, and then fine-tune it with the other machine. All right? So I'm going to turn
around. You call everything a machine, basically, right?
Well, that's really a John Deere 350.
Oh.
And this is a Drott 50CE.
I got you.
But
big, machine sounds good.
Big machine, small machine.
Smart machine, dumb machine. I'm just grateful I'm still alive.
Yeah, that's a one-ton plate coming right at me, pretty much.
You can't get anywhere without a set of wheels. We have three sets. Hey, when you're moving a 60-ton house, why take chances?
All right, so that's one.
That's one. Well, it's not under the house yet.
Half a one.
Have to push it a little bit.
All right. Oh, yeah. Everything pivots on its own.
Yep.
Like that.
Okay, hold on now. We'll cut it. Come on back. That's it. Up a little more. Good. Okay. Good.
You may have noticed that large metal objects are a recurring theme in this process. This one is going on top of a dolly, where soon it will be supporting half the house's weight, 30 tons.
Now turn it. Hey, Mike, turn it around the other way. There you go, just like that.
It's hitting this right here.
It's sliding on it though, right?
Yeah, it did. Okay. I think it'll keep sliding.
Let's go a little more.
Then again, how do I know? You gotta be a mathematician to do this. I mean, I'm not. You gotta be a friggin' mathematician.
You've got so many things going on. You have to watch out for everything.
It moves by millimeters, very, very slowly, but you can see it going up almost imperceptibly, at which point all the way to this side of the house is going to go right on these braces. So the house has just been placed on this dolly. All the weight's being transferred from this jack to this beam, which is sitting right in the bank of that dolly. This jack's clear.
Well, there it is.
These beams are solid steel and very, very heavy. If you look at them, you can see they're starting to bend. There's dozens of tons of pressure on either side. We got ourselves a mobile home. Well, this is it. The house is completely off its foundation and on wheels. Three points of support. This dolly right here for the front left, this dolly over here for the front right, and the whole back half of the house is sitting on that girder, which is sitting on the middle of that dolly. What happens now? I have no idea.
Next was horizontal movement, pivoting the house onto the road and then pulling it to its new location. Everything had been going smoothly up until then. But as the saying goes, even the best laid plans of mice and men can go awry. Anybody got a chainsaw?
Now they're going to start this motor, so we'll lose our
lives?
No, we're going to lose the mics. It's going to be, the motor's going to be going.
Well, you're a director now?
These rocks are like icebergs, Pedro. Little on the top, big on the bottom.
Is that cool?
Yeah, an old girlfriend like that.
We got a lot to do here today if we're gonna get this thing moved.
Okay. Oh, God. So heavy. Can't shoot. Oh, no light. Oh.